Kai lofa. That's the greeting that you'll hear in Samoa. And the response is, awa amau oi. That means, I'm fine, how are you? Well, anyway, as Dan said, I had the privilege of being with Robert Martin in American Samoa this year. This is my fourth trip to the Pacific. The last trip was in Western Samoa. Western Samoa is an independent nation. American Samoa is a territory of the United States. Same culture, 90 miles apart. They flow back and forth between the islands, but it's a wonderful experience to be there. Robert always sends his greetings and praises to you. He is close to this congregation through many of you that he's known for many, many years, Dan being one of them. And he knew Dan in the ancient times. But anyway, he worked with Dan in Fiji back in the days when Dan was in New Zealand. But I'll briefly tell you about the experiences there this past, maybe. You try again? But anyway, it's a great experience to have been there. And American Samoa is not a huge place. There's only about 50,000 people, a little over 50,000 in the whole nation, scattered over about 7 islands. 4 of them are inhabited. And ethnicity is about 92% Samoan, as you would expect. But the religion is about 99% Christian, and put that in quotes. First evangelized by what was called the London Missionary Society. And now today there's religions of every Christian denomination there. But the Lord's Church is there teaching the truth. And the language is Samoan. This is the island of Tutuila, which is the largest island. It houses most of the population. And we were working in two places. One place is Nu'u'ili, and the other is Ili'ili. And the two congregations that are there. Now, I tease the Samoans about having words that have way too many vowels in them. And as you can see from Nu'u'ili, it has only 2 consonants in the whole word. But anyway, those congregations there are thriving. And it takes quite a bit of time and travel to get there. About, 75? Almost 7,500 miles in one direction. Takes about 28 hours of flying, or time to get there, including 15 hours of flying. So right now, tonight, it's about 11 a.m. in the morning in Samoa time. They are just this side of the international dateline. Wonderful place, wonderful people. This is a picture of Pongo Pongo, which is the capital of American Samoa. It's a volcanic island surrounded by beautiful waters and lots of craters and volcanic rocks in the area. It's also prone to tsunamis. In 2009, there was a tsunami there and in American Samoa that unfortunately killed about 130 people. The low-lying areas of the Samoan Islands are susceptible to these tsunamis washing up onto the beaches. And there is no place for the people to run. This is one of those beautiful beaches areas. If you see, there's not much beach, but a lot of rock. And a lot of vertical cliffs there where there's very little room for people to go. Samoa is a culture of what's called the Ainga. The Ainga is the family unit or the tribe. And you will see buildings like this all over Samoa, which represent the meeting places of the local Aingas. I don't know how many there are on the island of Tutuila, but there are plenty to go around. The mode of transportation there is, public transportation is the bus. These buses all have names, and some of the names are quite comical, but they are not regulated. They just drive around the island, they'll pick you up, and for 50 cents, they'll take you where you want to go. But there's enough of them to go around. The other mode of transportation is with people that have trucks. There are very few cars there. Most of them are pickup trucks. People do ride in the back of the trucks. And I'm pointing this out because it rained probably 11 of the 18 days that I was there. And I'm not talking drizzle. I'm talking about the kind of rains we had just last night that come out of nowhere and just dump on you for an hour. And people will ride in the back of these trucks to come to class during that those downpours. We work with two churches. These are the buildings at Nu'ili on the right side and Leone on the left. Leone is in a temporary building. They're about to build, or not build, but about to rent another facility. The congregations are wonderful. These people love the truth. They love to be taught the Word of God. And Robert and I were there for a three-week period teaching Pacific Island Bible College classes. Robert taught on sermon lesson in preparation, and I taught on the Gospel of John. Each night we had, or each day we had two different sessions, one at one congregation, one at the other. I taught for an hour, Robert taught for an hour. And we did that each day during the weekday. And then on the weekends, we worked with the local congregations and also taught and preached at the sermons there. And I did want to point out that some of the brethren came to both sessions to let you know their dedication. We taught through interpreters. The people do speak English, but they learn best in the Samoan language. They have Samoan Bibles, very difficult Bibles to translate, and very few of them around. But they do have the Samoan Bible. So we taught through those interpreters. Our daily schedule, we'd get out about 6:30 in the morning. We had our first lesson at 9 a.m. After the lessons were over, we'd grab some lunch, usually get to the market, and work with local brethren doing things. And then have dinner again at 6 or 5 in the evening with the Randy English and his family. We'll point those out, them out in just a minute. And then we have from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock in the evening at the other congregation. This is Randy and his family, Sharon and Cassie. He's also got four boys. The four boys are all in various stages of college in the United States. Randy is overseen by the Forest Park congregation, as Robert is. And Randy works in the Solomon Islands and some of the other islands in the area. He also has a residence in American Samoa and has a radio broadcasting station there. And Dan and David, if you want to be a part of that broadcasting, all you have to do is send him recordings, and he will broadcast it throughout the Samoan islands. As I mentioned, we were teaching the Pacific Island Bible College classes. In order to graduate from Pacific Island Bible College, you need to complete 24 courses, and that includes about 375 hours of classroom instruction. So this is serious for people that really want to learn the Word of God. Today, there's about 2,100 students registered in Pacific Island Bible College. It does not cost them anything to take these classes. The materials are all provided through Forest Park Church of Christ and the elders there, and like we did, we duplicated materials and took them with me when I went there. During our time there, Omeka and his wife Mariama had received their diploma, having completed the Pacific Island Bible class courses. Quite a dedicated effort to do so. And Omeka works with the local congregation there and teaches and preaches in Leone. These are the men of the congregation in Leone. And I do want to mention that the Samoans are large people. And their heart is as large as their physical size. They are wonderful, sharing, and caring people. And as you know from football and from other sports like rugby, they can be very active on the field. And children there are like children everywhere. They don't have the cultural biases or boundaries. And they love Palangis, as we are called. They're the white men. Except for this young man. every time I went to talk to him or to say hi to him, he'd start crying. So, but the children are wonderful. This is the congregation at Leone in the little building that they are currently renting. And I mentioned the rain because they came to these classes every night in those pickup trucks, soaking wet, and would come in and sit for 2 hours and study God's Word. And I told them every time that we met that they were an encouragement to me and that I would go back and tell you of what an encouragement you are to them, because you are sending people like myself and Robert and others to teach them God's Word. And they are wonderful, wonderful people. Children are always beautiful everywhere. This young lady is named after Robert's wife, Mary. There are a number of Roberts in Samoa because they were named after Robert Martin. And the food there is very different. A lot of root foods. That's the taro plant. Dan, I know, has eaten taro before. And many, many derivatives of coconut and very little meat in the island except for a little bit of pork, lots of chicken, very little beef. And they're big mostly because of the dietary foods that they eat that cause them to be large in starch. These are some of the plates that they fed us. At the end of our time there, they gave us a fia-fia, or a totonai, which is kind of a family love feast, is what they call it. And believe me, they know how to cook and bring lots of food. So Dan, I don't know if we are the eatin'est congregation of the world or not. So each of you have been a part of this work, and I thank you for sending me. When you look at the so-called pyramid of learning, you know, you'd learn a little bit by lectures, a little bit by personal study. You learn an awful lot when you have to teach. And I learned a lot about the Gospel of John by teaching it, and I'm grateful for that, and I have a greater appreciation for the teachers here that spend their time learning the Bible so they can teach others. In this congregation, both of them send their love. Numerous occasions they told me, please tell your elders, tell your brethren, thank you for bringing the gospel to us and for spending the time to teach us. And it's a wonderful occasion for me. It's a beautiful island. Normally I like to try to go diving when I'm there, but you can see on the right hand side that the surf was pretty big when I was there, so didn't get to do any diving, but it was a beautiful place to be. And they also have very large fruit bats. So if any of the kids want to see pictures of fruit bats, give me a yell and I'll let you know. But again, thank you very much for sending us. It's a great experience. They are wonderful people. And they send their love and encouragement and thanks to you.